Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 12 of Nothing on the Radio. Thank you for listening again.
Episode 12, which is one penis one, and then the two is like a snake penis.
It's really clever. We're getting more clever as the numbers go up. We will have a special guest, my younger brother, Miles, coming up eventually. We couldn't get the third mic working because I'm fucking inept and I've got diarrhea and I'm trying to fix it and have diarrhea at the same time and it's done my fucking head in. But let's just, we'll start off. You know what? We'll start off with a poo story for something different.
Really?
But this one's funny. Okay. This was from...
As opposed to all the others, which are purely educational.
Well, this is through a friend of my brother's who I've also met quite a few times, by the name of Sam Blomley. Now, he tells his story as it happened to apparently a friend of his. He was in the Stockton sand dunes.
Yeah.
And he went over one of the dunes to go and do a poo.
Did he just go to the dunes for that reason?
Yeah. Yes. Who doesn't love going to the dunes for a poo?
Go take a shit, go in the dunes.
Yeah, so he went over one of the dunes, did a squat, did a poo. As he finished up, a dog came over the dunes and started sniffing around. Mm-hmm. But then a lady came over, saw the dog, saw this bloke, saw the shit on the ground and went, "Oh, I'm so sorry," because she thought the dog had did a shit. And then she... And then she cleaned it up.
I wish it was like a chihuahua or something. It's like, whoa.
Oh, Lord.
We need to go to the vet.
Whoa, what's wrong? Should I be worried? I just thought that was hilarious. Someone cleaning up human poop. Whether it happened or not.
It's pretty funny.
Whether it happened or not. Talking about...
I actually like that poo story.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. Talking about dogs. Let's go into dog doors.
Oh, yeah.
And poo again.
Yeah.
Now, we're not allowed to say we've been sworn to secrecy as to actually who this listener is.
But it is a great story.
But it is a great story. So we thought we'd tell it. So this lady we know, she was 10 years old and she had to use her toilet. She was out, I think, playing around. Either way, her house was locked up.
Yeah.
So she got home and they had a dog door and she had fit through the dog door in the past. Mm-hmm. She got her head and one of her arms through and then got stuck. And just shit her pants while she was stuck in the dog door. Friends saw it and everything like that. And they got her out. And the last thing she remembers of this event was like driving away with her friend's dad just like hosing out the pooed stained clothes. So fucking embarrassing.
We need to chuck them in the bin though.
Oh. I'd make him wear them straight away. Punishment. You learn a lesson. I'll tell you this, if I shit my pants and I'm made to wear the pants for several days, I'd be very, very wary about shitting my pants again. It's embarrassing.
Just for the next week.
Let's talk about, look, we had a big day yesterday.
We did.
Unfortunately, I shouldn't have been out and about. I'm sort of feeling all these effects today.
Still hungover. That's why I'm drinking tea right now.
Yeah. But, just a couple things. Obviously, I had my operation on my knee on Monday. Mm-hmm. I've been pretty out of sorts. Em at one stage forgot that and was literally poking at my wounds on my knee.
No, you weren't listening to me.
Well, it was like I'm talking on the phone to my brother and she's like, "I want to talk to him." And I'm like, "Do you want to speak to her?" He's like, "Nah." And she's like, put him on. And she's just like poking at my wounds in my knee. But we had a pretty interesting night. So we went and saw, it was a comedy show in Newcastle. And we saw Luke McGregor, who's a local comedian. And then Em proceeded to try and fuck him. Via sliding into his DMs on Instagram, was it?
Yeah.
And it was like you were trying really hard, but I can see why you're single because you're so fucking bad at it.
I gave you my phone to write to him.
Oh, now this was funny.
We were writing back and forth.
And I was trying to be legitimately like nice and I was like, "Hey, I'll write this one." And
I was too like, drunk. It was like at the stage where I'm opening one eye to like look at my phone.
And I'm like, "Here, I'll write this." And I planned to go, "Hey, it'd be great to catch up for a drink. I understand if you're too busy though, but I fucked up on him saying because I'm not used to it." So what it ended up saying was, "Hey, I'd love to catch up for a drink. I undress."
Send.
Send.
And then I was going to delete it because I know you can delete them pretty soon after, but then straight away he saw it. So, I mean, he wrote back.
Yeah, but did you meet up with him?
No.
Oh, you got shut down. And he's pretty much one of his whole jokes is how ugly and antisocial and depressing he is. And you couldn't get with him. Lovely
That's
guy,
the thing,
I'm sure.
He's antisocial.
We also ran into a bloke. Now, people, I'm sure, have lied about their jobs before.
Mm-hmm.
We're literally talking to a bloke, and I'd stolen a cigarette off him because that's what I do when I've had a few drinks.
Mm-hmm.
He just as he's flicking his cigarette into the ocean, we go, "What do you do?" He goes, "Marine scientist."
But he did make the point that dolphins don't smoke.
So he was.
He's got a point.
That guy was fucking crazy.
Yes.
And it was like I started asking more questions. He had no answers.
But all the answers.
It was. I just love that fact. Like, there's so many things. Like, imagine like seeing someone like light their car on fire. And what do you do, mechanic? Car detail. And just going, well, what? Oh, I don't know.
He was a dickhead.
So, I was walking around in crutches last night as well.
Yeah.
Now, something came up. Now, I don't know how to put this nicely. But M's, we were looking at the bottom of my crutch, which is like a rubber foot, which obviously you'd walk everywhere on. And I was like, could you fit that in your mouth? And M's like, nah. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, she talks a big game, but she... It sounds like she'd have fucking issues eating a banana. Have to like very slowly nibble it.
I've had locked jaw because of too many.
Because of too many bananas. But what was fucked? I'm like, it's so easy. I could do that so easily. I then proceeded to get my crutch at the bottom rubber part that goes everywhere and jam it in and out of my mouth.
I'm going to put up the footage.
But I thought about this morning. I've been walking through fucking toilets with that thing. Dirt, fucking, and I was just sucking on it. And I got someone else to suck on it too.
And then you made my friend do it.
I'm like, hey, suck on this.
And then as soon as she did it, she was like, oh my God.
Bad idea. But it was a good prop. If you ever go out with a crutch, people like tend to like pity you a little bit. And I got a lot of free smokes.
You did.
And then my brother stole it off me.
Also said your name was Timmy.
No, I didn't. But my brother stole it off me and put on some sunglasses and then pretended to be blind. But people accepted that. Yep. Like, even though it's a fucking crutch.
It's not a cane.
It's not a walking stick that you can fling around. And also, no one people got out of his way. Like, but he would have no idea where he's going.
I hope you were carrying like 4 beers at the time, Miles. Oh, move out of the blind man's way. Spill his beers.
What was good as well, last night, it sort of, I guess it came about, like this app, this Snapchat filter, it's this cool filter that makes you look like the opposite sex.
Yeah.
And I did one of me and she was...
Terrifying.
No.
No. No?
It's like if I left someone, it would be would be me.
You're considering it, aren't you?
But what was funny as well, this girl's come up to me randomly and just went, oh, my God, you're the male version of me. I'm like, what do you mean? She goes, oh, have you seen this filter? I'm like,
In her defense.
Oh, I know. And then she went, look, I'll put the filter on my face. She did it and it fucking looked just like me. Now, it was like funny, but at the same time, I wouldn't say that this girl was overly attractive in my eyes.
I mean, she was probably a lovely person.
Great personality. That's what you want to hear. Am I pretty? You've got a good personality. Ugly, though.
Your eyelashes are real.
You're fucking ugly. Great personality, though.
Did you see the one of me as a guy? I had a hell of a mullet.
Oh, yeah. Change your hair and everything like that.
Yeah.
Talking about...
Well, it changed your hair. You didn't have long hair before the photo, mate.
That's right. Talking about changing hair, we had something funny came up. You were mucking around on Tinder earlier and someone sent you a message, I guess, which was to get back make you think long and hard and deep. And it was, what was the question? What's something that you've always wanted to do during your life but you never got around to?
Yeah. Opening line to me.
And I told you to write shave.
And I did.
I couldn't
imagine. Haven't heard back from him yet.
I'd be terrified.
Why am I single?
Imagine just going, she's used to people like traveling or bungee jumping. Or and it's like, oh, no, I've never shaved, but really looking forward to it. You'd be like, oh.
You know, I've never shaved under my arms.
Really?
Yeah, but I've never grown a hair either, so.
Really?
Yeah, true story.
I've never shaved under my arms either.
I know.
And you really have no hair under your arms?
No.
So you're one of those.
One day, like, it'll just all come in at once.
Well, it's very easy for you to be a feminist when you're like, I don't shave under my arms, I'm a feminist, but you don't grow.
No follow-up questions.
No more questions, please.
I just write on a sign.
Talking about Tinder as well.
Oh, my God.
Well, you had that guy message and be like, hey, so my dad's dying. You want to get a drink?
Pretty much. He was like, oh, I'm in Newcastle for a few days because my dad's really sick in hospital. Want to get a drink? And then a little emoji of a cocktail.
Oh, you know, don't forget that. I guess you got to play the hand you're dealt. And I guess if you can use an advantage, but that's such a like sad thing to start like a conversation.
Yeah.
Imagine that was like telling your kids, oh, how'd you meet up? Well, your grandpa was dying.
But he wasn't really. I just pretended. Maybe it's just all an act. Maybe it's how he gets laid.
Oh, sad fuck me.
We've all been there, Louis.
The hottest fuck are sad fucks.
When they're crying. And I'm crying too.
So
you ever cried during sex, Louis?
No.
You had to think about that for a while.
No, I have never. I've never cried during sex.
You should hook up with this guy.
Should I talk about this or not?
Yes.
I have had a girl cry.
Because you made her cry? Like,
oh, it was weird.
Cry, like, bitch!
No. No, it was so. I'm not sure why it happened. I think she had recently broken up, I think, with a boyfriend.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
And we were. And we had slept together before, so it wasn't like she didn't know who I was. Mm. But maybe she was
once
in
again,
a...
Once again, you don't know who someone is you're having sex with.
No,
what
she...
What do we call that?
We knew... Are you going back down the rape trial? Yes. It's the worst trial. No, she knew who I was. We weren't recording, but she started crying. And I was like, oh, what? Like, because it's not something I don't go, oh, yeah, finally. I was like... Oh, are you okay? And she's like, oh, I'm just upset. Oh, but she's like, oh, no, you can keep going. I'm like, well, no.
Oh, my God, serious?
I stopped. I there was no way I'd ever record myself going, so she started crying and I finished. Don't want
away.
Two people crying.
Maybe it was so good that she was crying.
It definitely wasn't that.
Bad.
No, it so wasn't. Bad. It was just, I think she was upset.
Yeah.
She came to me in a difficult time and maybe she did it and then thought, actually, this isn't what I want while we were doing it.
Bet you got that a lot.
Oh, story of my life. So Megan.
Megan every time.
And even as Megan said, I do, you could see her going, oh,
you were both crying, but
oh, tears
were sad tears.
She's just really, really upset. So something.
Oh, we're on.
Yeah, we're talking. Okay. That's what we do. Sam Simmons, the comedian, was at the event yesterday.
Didn't slide into his DMs, but I should have.
No. I think he's married and with kid. Yeah. With child.
With.
But
that's what they call it these
days. I used to work with a guy and was mates with a guy called Tom Lee. Now, he hates Sam Simmons. Mm. Sam Simmons, Sam Simons.
Sam Simmons.
Hates Sam Simmons. And he used to be on Triple J.
That'll piss him off even more too.
Yeah.
I'm sure he listens to the podcast.
It's Simmons! Fucking idiot! But every time Sam Simmons would come on Triple J, Tom would send a text into Triple J going, get this fucking idiot off the radio. Every single time.
Yeah, which was a fair bit.
Yeah, he was on pretty regularly. Yeah. And then at one stage, Tom gets a call on his mobile just after sending one of these texts from a private number. And it's Tom answers it and this guy goes, hey, Tom. He goes, yeah, who's speaking? Yeah, it's Sam Simmons. He goes, what the fuck do you want? He goes, fuck you!
And just hang up. Him, yeah. Oh, my God, that's so good.
Oh, that reminds me, talking about calling into Triple J. You've heard of Hack?
Yeah.
Have I talked about this?
No.
Okay, so I was doing fly in, fly out work in Queensland, and it must have been a bit of a slow day. And either way, I was listening to the radio, and in the morning, they're like, hey, we're going to do a Hack article this afternoon.
This isn't really promoting our podcast when we say there's nothing on the radio.
This is the one time there was something on the radio.
There was something on the radio.
But they talked about on Hack those drugs that used to be legal in Australia for a little while. There was like fake cannabis, fake cocaine, fake pills. They called them bath salts, and it was really weird and semi-legal and stuff like that.
Mm.
And they said, oh, please ring in if you've ever had an experience with these fake drugs. And I'm like, oh, I actually have. It was a really fucking bad experience. And I ring up and I'm like, yeah, actually I've taken the fake cocaine one that we got from a sex shop in town. And they're like, oh, righty. Well, would you like to be on the show this afternoon? I'm like, yeah, just do us a favor though. Just make it anonymous. And like, yeah, no worries. Get a call, you know, when the Hack comes on 5:30, whatever. And they're like, yeah, you're in line. I'm like, yeah, you're too easy. Next up, we've got Lewis from Newcastle. And then I proceeded to tell everyone how confused I was being on these drugs. And
did you know that they'd said your name at that
stage? Yes. And I was like, oh, I felt like I'd been roped into it. So I'm like, oh, no, I'm guessing not a lot of people hear it anyway, blah, blah, blah. Go through and tell them how it was weird, and it made me stay awake for like 2 days, and I couldn't find any information on it.
Made out with like 10 guys.
Heaps of guys. And then like eventually, what's that noise?
Sorry.
Stop kicking whatever you're kicking. Eventually got off.
So professional.
Eventually got off the radio and literally had a text message from a friend saying, Louie, your druggo, get off the radio. So anonymous. Everyone knew I'd be on the radio.
But you went to a sex shop and bought these things.
Is that your biggest question out of all this? Yeah. Well, that's where it was from.
No, I want to know. I don't know about these fake drugs.
It was called Montana Madness, and it had a picture of Tony Montana on the front from Scarface.
I'm picturing Hannah Montana.
Very similar.
That's we're a little bit different in age.
I'll say, look, I know it's meant to be a fake cocaine, but the effects are different to cocaine, which makes it a bit weird.
Which you wouldn't know about anyway.
No, from what I've read. Yeah. I've done a lot of reading, and from what I've read, it was different.
Different, yep, cool.
Happened, I actually set up my DSLR, so quite a good camera, at 4 o'clock in the morning because I couldn't sleep and I was buzzing to take photos of my house in the middle of the fucking night. And as I'm taking photos, I heard my neighbors take photos of me taking photos. I heard this click and I heard the door close. I'm like, oh, great. Now I think I'm a bigger fucking weirdo than ever.
I mean, I was naked in the street doing the photos. Beside the point.
I was taking photos.
It was hot.
It was hot. I was angsty. I was horny.
Had a massive erection, but you know.
Yeah. So I don't think they're around as much anymore. Look, just say no to drugs. Mm-hmm. I do like the saying, say perhaps to drugs.
The price is right.
Well, pretty much. Yeah. I think this is one thing, like talking to mum in the past, she's always tried to like weed it out of me. Like
weed it out of you.
I don't know if that's a term. She's always tried to weedle it out about like drug use between me and my brothers and young people.
I thought
people
you were just having a pun about weed.
No. Oh. Not a big weed fan. Yeah. But mum would be like, oh, you know, when people are addicted to drugs and not. And it's like, mum, a lot of people just use drugs socially. More people use drugs socially than there are addicts. So they might use them once every fortnight or month or something like that. And generally speaking, they're functioning members of society. But then she's like, oh, have you done cocaine?
Yeah, you really just set it up there for her.
I think I went, I haven't. The two other brothers have. And they told me all about it.
I'll show you their stash.
They said, don't tell mum that we did cocaine.
It's different in the UK when I was over there. It's like the cops know what's going on, but they just turn a blind eye.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine turning a blind eye to a guy doing a little line in a toilet. Mm. I can't imagine like turning a blind eye to someone like shooting up heroin in an alley.
Okay,
yeah. We'll turn a blind eye. Each to their own, eh? Just fucking ODing, shaking in the alley. Have a good night. Don't stay out too late.
It's cold out.
So yesterday,
yeah.
No, I said big day yesterday.
It was, I'm still like, you know, I'm really glad that we met up with Miles and then hang out with a few different people because people keep telling me different events of the night. I'm just like, oh yeah, that happened.
Yeah, it was fucked. I was wine drunk and the worst hangover I've had in a long time. I barely functioned today and I had to talk to my in-laws and I was just fucked. But at the very start of the day, now there'll be a lot of people out there that will agree with me 100% on this. In the sense that if I call an Uber or a taxi, I want to be there. So when they pull up, you're in the car, no dramas. So I'm waiting for this Uber with Em and my wife, Megan. And we're out the front of Em's place in Newcastle and 2 minutes away, this Uber is. Mm-hmm. She goes, oh, wait, Megan, I need to show you this present for the baby shower. And I'm like, are you fucking serious? Like, I'm like, it's almost here. Oh, we'll be 30 seconds.
I was like 6 gins deep at this stage.
They ran in the gate, in the front door. So literally, Em would have moved less than 10 meters. And I'm waiting, waiting, waiting. And the car's turned up, waiting, waiting. I then go to open the gate and forgot the fucking dog was there that hates men. Apparently hates men with crutches.
No, Monty hates men, but then also hates sticks.
Okay, so I was a man with a stick. You were just ticking all the boxes. So I went to open the gate and go, girls, hurry up. And this fucking dog lunged at me. Luckily, the gate was between me and it closed the gate on me. I'm like, fuck.
Luckily, we have video cameras and have the whole thing recorded. <That's,
laughs> well, but what was this is, and this is a swear to God, this is a girl thing. First off, no guy would be like, oh my God, Miles, I need to show you the blanket I'm getting for the baby shower.
Well, first of all, just snorted. First of all. He doesn't go to baby showers. So that's neither here nor there. But second of all, you guys
run second in- of all, you didn't see the blanket. It was divine.
But you.
But what was fucked?
You guys would run be inside, running in to like go to the toilet or something. Actually, probably just piss on the fence.
Yeah, we would deal with it. But you ran inside, and not only did you, but you also somehow in the 8 meters going inside, you lost your key and your sunglasses. And I'm like, how?
I couldn't find them.
You and like, where could you have possibly put them? So that's why they took so long. So I got attacked by a dog and then you lose your shit and come out the front and like it was like nothing. Like, oh, lost my sunglasses and my keys. Oh, we'll just deal with it later. It's just like, fuck.
That's future Emily's problem. She's a bitch.
Yeah, you were talking about the owners. You're like, oh, there's a recording. But I'm terrified that they'll go to the recording and I'll have done something wrong. Like... Like, they'll see me opening the gate and, like, my dick will be out or something like that. Oh, Louie, you antagonized it with your dick.
You just start hitting the dog with your crutcher. I don't know why it's attacking me.
Just poking at it. I was defending myself. It came near me.
You went under the house and found it.
I actually, and so I have not been attacked by dogs ever. And then the last 2 weeks, that dog, so obviously yesterday got at me. And then a couple of weeks ago, there was a British bulldog cross French bulldog at a friend's, at this property where we sort of half camped at a few weeks back. And I turned up and went, hey, mate, and went to bend down on my like my knees, hunches. I bent down. I kneeled down. I did a slab squat. And
so I slot dropped down to this dog.
And the dog went, and like foot launched at me. And I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
Whoa, what the fuck? And they're like, oh, yeah, he gets a bit funny. And I'm like, yeah, right. And then he sort of warmed up to me a little bit. But
then it don't know how my dick out.
I was slapping it around a little bit. I don't know what his problem was. But I was talking to this bloke, Ezra, who was there. And I'm like, oh, mate, what's going on with that dog? He's like, give me a bit of a background. And I'm like, oh, does it, because it had a bit of a go at me. Is it like that with all blokes, blah, blah, blah. Does he like you? And he's like, yeah, yeah. I said, whose dog is it? He goes, oh, it's my dog. He must have thought I was a fucking maniac. Ask him all these, like, does it like you? The owner? No? Oh, right.
Do you know how many cats would come into my old work? And most cats that come into the vets turn into absolute psychos. They can be sweethearts at home.
Yeah.
But it's just the environment.
Do they come in on their own or with their owners? You haven't cleared. That's what I thought for a second. Like, oh, Jimmy's back. What's up, Jimmy? And then
he calls their cat Jimmy.
I don't know. I couldn't think of it. Suey. Suey's our old cat name. Oh, here's Suey. What's up, Suey? And she walks in the door. She's all fine. And then just goes, get out. Get out, Suey.
Not again. No, but anyway. But then you'd have other cats come in that would just be absolute psychos. And I'd say to the owners, oh, I bet they're an absolute sweetheart at home, though.
No.
And then, yeah, so many of them would be like, nope. Tries cats, to kill me daily. You're cats, like, why do you? But I love him.
Cats are weird like this. Yeah. And even you've talked about your old cat like that as well.
Yeah.
Where you'll be like, oh, no, nah, it attacks me all the time. And I don't think it really likes me that much. And I mean, it'll feed it and I won't see it all day. And then they're like, oh, right. Well, this operation's going to be $4,000. Oh, yeah, do it. It's my baby. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Where dogs want to be friends with you, that's all they can think about.
Yeah.
Cats are like, if I feel like it.
Yeah. She'll just have to come over to me once, though, and like headbutt me with her head, and I'll be like...
Oh, children. You were talking about fainting when you used to work at the vet as well.
Yeah, so I fainted a couple of times during surgery and once when I was doing an autopsy.
Once onto a cat. Why does that cat hate me? We fainted on it.
Imagine if I fainted into the surgery, though.
Oh, that'd be a good video.
Yeah.
Fainted into like a big abscess.
Yeah.
Oh, yuck. I've been watching too many popping videos online.
How good are they?
And that. They're really good, but so they're good. Gross. Okay, so you fainted there.
Yeah.
Were your pockets filled with dog poo when you fainted?
Always. It's weighing me down.
And when else did you faint? Just randomly, because after surgery, was there another time you talked about?
No, no, that was, I think that's it.
Yeah. Maybe you should ask if I've ever fainted.
No, I thought you were getting it. I've told you. I'm like, what other time have I told him about that he wants me to talk about?
Let's try this podcast Louis. Thing like we're actually fucking talking to each other.
Hey, Louis.
Yeah.
You ever fainted?
Nah.
Yeah. I thought you meant that there's some story. I'm like, what did I tell him?
Okay.
Miles, so, do you want to take over yet?
No, I'm going to finish this fainting story. Okay. So I was at the dentist. I must have been, say, 10, 11 years old, something like that. And they had me getting an x-ray of my teeth. Now, dental x-rays are sort of weird. They sort of like lock your mouth in, and then to make sure your head doesn't spin, they sort of put like a very loose thing in each ear to hold you in place. Not like it doesn't like pin you. It doesn't like go into your brain or anything like that, but just enough to hold you in place.
Through the head.
But I must have been a bit anxious about it, because I remember looking at my dad and our dentist, Dr. Harley, who was a friend of ours. Oh. And then
name
just
dropping.
And then doctor. I know a doctor. but then but I fainted. But what was awkward, because those things were in my ear, I sort of like my body gave way and my head sort of held
why
up.
Why did you faint though? Like,
I was scared. Who knew what was gonna happen? I don't know.
You probably talked
you
through the whole thing.
I didn't go, guys, fainting over here. Fainting in 3, 2, 1.
Fainting.
But I fainted, but it sort of caught my ears up. So my body went limp, but then just for a couple of seconds, my head was sort of still stuck in the brace before it fell as well, like a weird marionette. And I also fainted at school. Actually, your brother was there. So I'd been off for like 3 or 4 days, crook. And we had our morning assembly in the quad. So we're all standing up listening to the teacher rattle off.
Whatever, I remember those.
You know, rattling off whatever they're talking about. Local pedophilia rings and what to watch out for.
Where to join.
We need young members. Oh.
Oh, fuck.
That's probably the hardest member to get. I'd imagine the older members are easy. Now, if I got, okay, when does it become, is molestation. Yeah. If a guy jerked me off at the pub, can I go, I was molested, or am I just letting a guy jerk me off at the pub?
Well, are you letting him or not?
Well, I don't like it, but I'm letting him.
Well, that's 90% of the times I've had sex, Louis.
Oh,
so
we are being
So I've been molested quite a lot.
Okay, so back to, now let's move away from pedophilia for the moment.
Just for the moment. We'll come back. We'll circle back. It's fine.
You know what? Talking about pedophilia, did I?
Oh my gosh. What did we just say?
No, but this is a true story about myself. Did I ever tell you the time that we were groomed by a pedophile? We didn't know about it. So, okay.
I'm
so
disgusted and intrigued.
So, after my parents split up, mum was working at a carpet place and she befriended this bloke. Just mates. They weren't dating or anything like that. And he would...
She friend zoned him.
No, well, whether he was gay, so there was no... Oh. Yeah, but I didn't want to add that in to make it sort of like I'm combining them. But he happened to be gay, so that's why there was no romantic between them. But he would come around, seemed like a nice guy, interacted with us quite well, even babysit us a few times. Mm. And then, he only did one thing weird. He lifted up his shirt to show me where he tried to say he was shot with a bullet. And I remember seeing like, oh, this is weird, and sort of leaving. I think mum was there. But long story short, we never saw it. Never saw him again. Just suddenly one day in our lives, next day not around. Years later, I would have been, just say at this stage I was 12 or 13, and this I was been 10, 15 years later.
Yeah.
I'm hanging out with some friends, the Cricks, who are just pieces of shit human beings.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, Larry, remember that time you were groomed
Miles
by...
Miles is laughing at this. Is he agreeing with you?
He was groomed as well.
Oh.
And they're like, remember that
just
time...
Just laughing my way through it.
I won't use the guy's name. I'll use a fake name. He goes, do you remember when you were... groomed by that pedophile Brian Smith? I went, what? I went, what do you mean? You remember Brian Smith that used to work with your mum? I'm like, yeah. She goes, they're like, yeah, he's a pedophile and he was grooming you and that's why. And then my mum told your mum to stop letting him hang around because he's a pedophile. And I'm like,
how are those people allowed to even be around children?
I don't know. But remember this, he may have been originally...
Not a pedophile.
Well, I think everyone's originally not a pedophile. I guess. I mean, I guess your first love is a young girl's. I don't know. Maybe we're all pedophiles at heart. Moving away, well, we shouldn't say that. Pedophiles at heart. Pedophiles. Oh, no. Here comes the cancellation. No, so... apparently he had done something, some weird stuff in like the 70s and 80s or something like that.
Sure, everyone did weird stuff in the 70s and 80s. Oh, exactly.
But yeah, so then I rang my mum, like then and there. I'm like, Mum, I've got the creeks here. Do you remember Brian Smith?
The guy? Just going to put you on speaker.
Do you remember Brian Smith, the guy I used to work with and used to babysit? And she's like, I remember him. I said, was he a pedophile? She went, yeah. Just like so nonchalantly. And I was like,
what? I wish you knew before she.
Oh, I knew he was a pedophile, but yeah. Cheap babysitting is cheap babysitting. Yeah. Toughened us up.
Yeah.
Physically.
I was going to say.
Like meat when you pulverize it. Oh. Yuck. Em, stop it.
I can't do this.
Well, yeah, so that was my story of being groomed. Oh. I don't know where I got into that.
Well, fainting. My story is my
story.
Oh,
fainting. So I was at school, right? Yeah. Dreaming of pedophiles. But we're in the quad.
Signing up to the local pedophilia ring.
Junior member. Really appreciated. But so we're at the school quadrangle. Everyone, there must have been, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 all years there, maybe even 11, 12. But I was definitely
11
year 10.
11 and 12 were only there on Tuesday.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah.
Thanks for clearing that up. Everyone was at home going, are
they
are
there?
You sure you're 11 and 12 there?
Yeah,
because
no,
I'm
they were
pretty
definitely.
Sure they were usually
was it
there
a Tuesday?
On Tuesday. It wasn't Tuesday, it was Friday. I remember this for a fact. And everyone's standing there listening, and I suddenly, I don't know if anyone's felt it before, when you get up really quick and your whole world sort of goes black, and this, it was just slowly, I'm standing there.
That's just me getting up of a morning.
Yeah, but just slowly getting darker and darker until it was black and I couldn't see anything.
Yeah.
And I started to get dizzy, and I'm sort of rotating around. And my brother, your brother was behind me, and later on he was like, oh, I was fucking terrified you were just going to fall straight on top of me.
And he used to be quite little in school.
Oh, and I probably about the same size.
Yeah.
But I was so worried about passing out in the middle of the assembly. I thought, I can't be the bloke who just faints in the middle of the assembly. So,
do you remember the guy that was playing the trumpet that time in front of me?
Yes, that was Robert Vickers.
In front of the whole assembly. And he literally almost went over the edge.
Was it the last stand? Yeah. Bah, bah, yeah. Bah, 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 bah.
It was his last stand.
Oh, yeah, so a lot of fainting going on that quad. But yeah. So he's like, okay, everyone off to class. And then everyone started walking. I'm like, okay, fainting now. And I just fell backwards. And everyone's
fainting.
Like.
Fainting. So you did announce it. Fainting now.
And everyone, like, it was around me, like, what's going on? I'm like, oh, just fucking, I can't see. Because my eyes were still blacked out. Mm. Could not see anything. So I had to get lead from the quad to the sick bay because I couldn't see. And a mate of mine.
Let's get some lead.
A mate of mine's gone, oh, what did he say? Like, it was Stonham, I think. He was like, hey, Louie, get better or look after yourself or something like that. And I've looked in the complete opposite direction to where he yelled from and went, yeah, no worries. Wave to nobody.
He's like, they
fuck, Louis, fuck. Yeah. I couldn't see. Apparently it was some weird sugar low. I don't know what it was. But, yeah, terrifying.
Okay.
So, have fainted.
Yeah.
We posted something on Facebook the other night. You did or someone. I can't even remember what it was. But it was really weird because my mum decided to bring out her 90s Rove McManus.
It was just yesterday when we were at the festival.
Yeah. And it was us singing Into My Crutch. Crutch was a great prop all night. There's photos of us doing so much with the crutch.
This is
fucking it,
not
sucking
like,
on it.
Yeah, your the crutch we're using to walk with.
Yeah, yeah, we've done everything to it.
Yeah.
But Mum made the comment. She went, what the? Which is...
Was there question marks?
No, I think there was. So, like, 90s? What the? And I'm like...
And that's how you read it, too. You can't just go, what the?
No, and I'm like... And I just ignored it, because what do you say to that? Mum, we just see into a fucking crutch. There's nothing to it. Like, it's almost like, you know, the whole, what's up?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
1999.
Yeah.
That is just...
That...
Did you see... I'll show you the picture that my friend Steve sent me. He drew a penis in the middle of us where the crutch is and, like...
Yeah, I didn't like that at all. I don't even know him, do I?
You what?
Do I know this guy?
Steve?
Made
Steve? Yeah, yeah. My friend Alicia's boyfriend. Why are we going into this now?
Well, do I know this guy who's drawing this dick on this thing, making it look like I'm jerking off a dick?
Yeah, yeah. So Steve's...
you were so... Em's always like, yeah, you know, Steve. And I'd be like...
Steve's
cousin. You know, Jody's boyfriend.
Listen to me. Steve's cousin is my ex.
Oh, yes. Very loosely know him. Yeah, you know him. Mungo.
What?
Oh, I just hate people. And you're not too...
You're such not a general statement.
You're not too bad for it. But you, now and again, I know there's people out there that do this or know have friends that do it. You'll be talking to someone and they'll be like, oh, and fucking Mungo is going crazy as Mungo does and gives this big story. And you're like, mate, you've been talking about Mungo for 2 hours. I'd have no fucking idea who this guy is. And then, but they
everyone
just,
knows Mungo.
They act like you know all their friends and their whole family situation.
No, but the thing is, you've met so many of my girlfriends from where I used to work at the vet with so many times, and every single time I have to reintroduce you and be like, this is, and you're like, who?
And I'll go, would you like to suck on my crutch?
And she did.
No, this crutch. Gotcha. It's a dick. Suck on this. Tell me what it tastes like.
Sorry, Ellie.
So we were talking about waiting for an Uber. And how chicks are fucking idiots.
We just come back to that.
I know. We're going all over. Miles said we don't need segues. Just random bursts of fucking memory coming out. But we're talking about Uber and Uber Eats. Oh, now, this is a weird story that your mate's boyfriend told us last night.
Yep.
He's like, oh, yeah, I ordered a pizza last night and, like, there was nothing for, like, an hour. I didn't see it, so ordered another one. And but eventually got one. It was cold. I'm like,
He ordered another one off a different app.
So he ordered a pizza. An hour and 10 minutes, 15 minutes later, hasn't arrived.
Yeah.
He doesn't ring that place and go, hey, where's my pizza?
Mm.
He goes, I'm going to go ring another pizza place, order a pizza from them. And then the original pizza turns up after another half an hour, cold. I'm like, did you complain? He's like, nah, ate it. I'm like, what about the other one? Nah, it never turned up. He goes, oh, did you pay for it? Yeah. I'm like, what? This is not how you fucking adult, mate. Imagine.
And then I'm going to tell people about this.
Wrong?
Definitely not. I'm not going to keep this to myself.
Was this weird? Was how I handled the situation weird or was this regular?
Like, who thinks in their head if it hasn't shown up, they're just going to order another fucking
pizza? Oh, I'll show them. I'll order another one from somewhere else.
Have them both turn up at the same time. They'll battle.
So, on that same sort of train of thought, there's been a few... Uber Eats drivers and I guess Deliveroo, whatever you fucking call them, where they've been caught on security cameras eating the food.
Yeah.
Now, one was just flat out. The bloke gets out. He's got a little bag, goes up to the person's house, knocks on the door on security camera, digs in the bag, grabs out a few chips and eats it.
Mm.
Black and white. You know, you're fucking eating someone else's food. I don't care if it's a few chips. Like, that's yuck. Then there was another one where a bloke delivered and it included like a milkshake or something like that. It was in one of those regular style takeaway fucking Macca's style cups with a lid and the straw. And I'm like, yeah. And he drank from it. And my brother's like, oh, yeah, but that one's not as – oh, it's a bit different, that one. I'm like, oh, what do you mean? He goes, oh, well, because I think with that one it was probably just a muscle memory thing and he realized he had a drink in his hand so he drank it. And I'm like – yeah, but I'm not going to fucking cop that as an excuse. sorry. I'm so used to drinking, I drank it all. Just as soon as it was in my hand. But that you could say the same. Well, there was a burger in my hand, so I ate it. Muscle memory. And the muscle memory in my jaw made me chew it.
What am I doing here?
Till it was finished. I was only masturbating on the train because of muscle memory. No, you see, officer, that I just was sitting there and I got an erection and without even thinking about it, I started pulling my penis.
Yeah, yeah.
And unfortunately, I was on the train, but you know how it is, muscle memory.
I don't see how that wouldn't hold up in court.
No, I think they just have a good old laugh and go, oh, and the everyone's just jerking off
it's,
in there
it's
as well.
It's the Muscle Memory Act of 73, you see.
That is the worst excuse, muscle memory. You could use that for fucking everything. Anything you do wrong, muscle memory.
Muscle memory.
I mean, I don't want to talk about rape any more than we have to. But if you rape someone in a park and then you go, oh, no, because I've had sex before and there was those muscles kicked in when that lady was there or bloke or whatever, child. Oh,
no.
Yuck.
Stop it.
Let's stop there and we'll... That's what they said. Oh, no. That's a dangerous one. Let's get Em off here and we'll get Miles on. Okay, so our second special guest ever, I think. We have my youngest brother, Miles Simple Jack Riley.
Thanks, Lou. Big time listener. Glad to see the sausage getting made.
Oh, no one likes to see the sausage get made. It's a fucking saying. Okay, so we did some Romo stories, our stepdad, when Sam was on. We'll get at least one out of the way. It was one of the first, it's a good story. Romo probably doesn't like it, but he told us not to tell anyone when he was drunk. We were staying at a large house, looking after a really large mansion style house for friends of ours. But for some reason, we all used like the ensuite off the main bedroom. And you ran in there, I think, with...
It was the opening ceremony of the Olympic Games, 2000. 2000.
Everyone sat up. Everyone was in a high. We're all buzzing.
We're all very patriotic, very excited.
Yeah.
Romo was very drunk.
That's right, he was. He asked Scott to do a somersault.
Actually, yeah, that was the night where he was lying on his back and I think he was passed out. And we were poking his eyes.
Perfect natural behaviour for a young boy. And then what happened?
The ceremony was finished.
Ceremony's finished, yeah.
We all go into bed and I go in to use the bathroom, the ensuite off of the room. And Romo's perched up there like a bird.
On the sink.
On the sink, splashing water into his bum. And I went, what the?
Shout out to Roe.
And he went, don't tell your mother.
And what's the first thing you did?
I told my mother.
Literally went, was like, Mom, Romo's washing his ass in the sink. Hysterics. Well, I didn't know what
Mum,
he'd seen.
Mum defended the whole thing, though. Mum went, oh, he's a very clean man.
Well, I don't... If you caught him washing his ass in the shower, you'd be like, oh, well, no, why
you'd
would
be
I...
like, good on you.
Like, that's fine. But in the sink, where you guys are all going in to brush your teeth as well.
And that was the worst thing. I just had to crane my head around and to brush my teeth. It's disgusting.
Oh.
He was very clean, though.
Mum was right, he was a clean man.
That's a whistle.
Now, you are a radiographer, diagnostic radiographer.
Yeah.
But you had an interesting story with a patient where they came in. Now, what's the term they use? what's the medical term? The real medical term to start with.
Oh, no, it always just comes in as like... foreign object in abdomen.
For laymen, what does that mean?
It just means something there that it shouldn't be there.
It means something. Someone's put something up their bum.
It came out the printer, and I saw that history, and rushed it to the wardsman. Get this. Don't worry about that motor vehicle accident.
I need this lady here, stat. So you got to notice that someone had someone. Now, when it's in abdomen, is it always up through the bum?
I mean, if you stabbed a dildo into your into your belly,
then technically that could be it.
That could be it too.
You shouldn't. No dildo should be that sharp. Okay, so up the bum.
Yeah.
Now, what was the item up the bum?
Oh well, it was like. She came in first.
Yeah.
And she looked really relatively normal. Didn't look like some kind of... She didn't have like those black gimp masks on or anything like that.
She didn't look like she had something shoved up her bum. Yeah, no. Miles knows that look. Every morning he sees that face.
Yeah, she looked relatively normal and she just would not look me in the face. And I was like, hello, eyes up here. Yes. Yes. And so we get her on the x-ray table and do the x-ray. And then lo and behold, you see a carrot in deep in the abdomen.
Probably, is that the most popular vegetable used as a penis?
Oh, actually. This is butternut.
Butternut pumpkin.
A more morbid twist on this story is I was told after this, because I was like, I was on cloud nine after this. And I was telling someone at some stage, some experienced radiographer who was like, oh, yeah, we had a guy who brought in a, he had a zucchini up his bum and it, but he didn't say anything and it just rotted away and he died.
Oh, food poisoning. Sort of.
Yeah, just kind of
there's
like...
always that person that doesn't know where the jokes are meant to be going. Oh my God, there's a lady in here with a caravan bum. Oh, what a guy's a kidnapping swamp. Died.
Oh, I just did a motor vehicle accident. They're all dead, actually.
No carrots up the bums.
Anything funny about it? Oh, that was tragic.
But one thing about the carrot up the lady's bum was it had been whittled.
Yeah, it had been whittled by her master craftsman husband.
That's right.
Into the shape of a penis.
So much effort.
We knew because he was whittling a twig in the waiting room.
Whistling. What are you here for, sir? Oh, watching there.
Now, you'll see. They all see.
I love the fact, like, that a carrot on its own wasn't enough. Like, it had to be whittled in the shape of a dick.
Imagine the conveyor belt at Woolworths. just the
small one. Well, I don't think they would have whittled it at Woolworths. Save on the kilos.
Actually, they wouldn't have just bought one carrot too. They'd probably have a practice bag.
And the butternut pumpkin. So, and then what was her nickname? What was the nickname given to her?
Get the slow cooker out of here.
Slow cooker. She was packed full of veggies. Let's talk about when you were a young boy. And you used to... Oh, those are the days. And you used to go...
Remember the days.
Used to go to the hairdresser. And you must have been like, I guess, 4, 5, 6 years old or something like that.
Yeah. Maybe I do remember it though.
So maybe 7 or 8 then.
Yeah.
And you had a really strange request to the hairdresser. You wouldn't even tell them yourself. You would go up to mum.
Well, that would be breaking the rule.
That would be breaking the one rule I set out to make.
It's a paradox.
So what was the rule?
I told them, mum, do not let her talk to me.
Miles was that, he says shy. I think it was just pure arrogance. Didn't want the hairdressers to talk to him whilst they were cutting his hair.
I was quite a big celebrity at the time. I think I just drew Austar's front cover.
Now, so they wouldn't cut your hair, so you weren't allowed to talk to him. And didn't they put an egg timer down?
She was like, after she was informed of my requirements, she came around and she put this egg timer down. And she went, look, I'm not going to talk to you the whole time. When this egg timer's done, it's going to be done. You know, and that's it. Wouldn't have talked to you the whole time. Already breaking the rules, mind you.
I immediately left.
I was furious. So and I got my bowl cut.
Yeah, I was going to say, you had bowl cuts for 10 years. Like.
And I left.
I remember I asked to get lightning bolts shaved into my head once.
You were way too old at one point. This is when we were living at the Snake Pit. And you just finished a job as a real estate agent. And I got back home from work and you were sitting on the couch with these two lightning bolts shaved in the side of your head. And I've gone like, what the fuck is that? And you went, what the? And you went, oh, well, when I was a real estate agent, I couldn't get a cool haircut.
I don't think I used those
words.
Yes,
you did. You had two lightning bolt flashes in the side of your head.
And a mohawk as well. I look good. Oh, I killed that look. Oh, I didn't know this was coming up.
Oh, well, I didn't know this was going to be... I didn't know it was going to be like this.
Now, you've got a really bad habit, of one of many, of when you've been drinking more than, say, 5 or 6 beers, of just blacking out drunk.
Yeah.
I'm blacking out right now.
You said that.
Now... This has happened for quite a few years, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Now, but one thing that I found interesting is that I remember you came into my room at the Snake Pit once and we're going to show me something on your phone. It must have been on a Sunday or a Saturday.
No, you were giving me your PIN number because you needed me to go get the Chinese takeaway that night.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And I was going to write it down in the notes section of my...
People think I've got a Rain Man memory. Okay, so Miles... Rain Man over here remembers... Miles remembers that we were fucking giving him the PIN card for a Chinese meal. But he was going through...
succulent Chinese meal.
He was going through his phone and found... Now, it was a note from yourself.
Yeah.
To yourself.
From the future.
But it was from drunk Miles to sober Miles.
Yeah, it said, "You have done well."
So, you're...
I was petrified that I was doing all these awful things when I did blackout, so I needed some reassurance from past me to let me know that I hadn't.
Because there was a certain event that you were just telling me about, which I'd never heard, where someone convinced you that you hooked up with a bloke for $50. And you were like, "God damn it."
Yeah,
all and you didn't like, even have $50 in your wallet.
The first thing I did was check my wallet, and it was gone. And that was, I was like, "You're kidding." And I spent it. And I gave it back to you. Stupid. And all day, I was like, "What the hell? Why do I do this?" And then, like, later on, the person who told me, I called them up to talk about something else in the afternoon. I was like, "Oh, what happened? Like, can you walk me through what I did?" And she's like, "Oh, no, I was just joking." It's like, "Oh, fucking hell."
Oh, and I remember there was an event where I wasn't there and you and Sam both, both got into a fight in Sydney at some stage. Now, Sam was punched unconscious momentarily by the bouncer who he didn't realise was a bouncer who punched him out. He then that bouncer then dragged him out and Sam turned around and went, "Oh, thanks, mate." So my brother got punched in the head by a bouncer who knocked him out and then turned around and went, "Thanks for that." And I'm like, "Miles, what happened to this thing?" And Miles had a chipped tooth. And he goes, "Oh, all I remember is standing at the bottom of these stairs and looking up at all these guys and going, 'Which of you fucking idiots wants to dance?'" That's what you told me. I know it didn't happen like that. But anytime there's an event with you and Sam there, Sam gets knocked unconscious and can't remember it. And your brain isn't creating the memories necessary to remember it. Because just as a side note, if you actually do blackout when you're drinking and you wake up and you can't remember things, it's not that you can't remember. Your brain literally did not create that memory. Like, it's a serious thing.
The CCTV is going to come out. And it's just going to be me hitting Sam, fighting Sam.
What happened? Oh, turns out I fought Sam. Sam hasn't told me. Sam's been too upset to actually bring it up that you knocked him out. Well, I think that's about done for episode 12. We've all been battling to get this. We were trying to get 3 mics working, but I've got a new program. Hopefully, I can get that working now. But that's why we couldn't get 3 on this episode. So, next time we have a guest, hopefully we shall be talking at the same time and I won't leave it till the night of to set it up. Apart from that, keep ringing in, keep sending us texts, keep liking and sharing and whatever you guys do to help us get more listeners. And
if you could, just a quick shout out to my podcast, There's Something on the Radio, where we take each episode and pick it apart of the inconsistencies. Like all those times I'm called... I've got the bestiality claims and whatnot. It's just unfair.
Yeah, Miles was brought up last episode as wanking off a dog twice, and he went, I wanked off 2 different dogs once. And he's smug. He's smiley smug. He's a very smug smile on his face.
Then it dawned on me.
That's almost worse.
Oh, no.
So please ignore Miles. Do not look for a podcast called There's Something on the Radio.
There's Something on the Radio.
But thanks for listening, and we'll try to catch you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Say bye, Miles.
Bye.